This is the Impact Man, and you know what time it is. It is time to rise and grind. So go ahead, grab your cup of coffee, grab your device, and let's get into this word. What's going on, brothers? It's good to be with you again this morning on Morning Meditation for Men. I am excited about what God has to say for us. Vacation is over and I'm back on it. Just getting up a little late, that's all. But I'm still here every Tuesday and every Thursday. Check us out on Morning Meditation for Men, where we share the Word of God. And hopefully it is inspiring to you and pushing you in your life to be a better man, a better Christian. Do me a favor, make sure you share this podcast with anybody and everybody. It doesn't just have to be men, but certainly we want to encourage the men. We're going to be working on one that pops out every Wednesday, where we're going to be talking to the family, and we're just going to talk to everybody. More of a sermon type of deal on that Wednesday sermon. That's going to be coming sometime in late October, early November, where we come out and we start having a weekly sermon from myself and others who I trust to bring the Word of God with power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. All right, look, okay, so let's just jump into this morning. I hope you guys got some coffee. It's late. I don't have any coffee. I'm not even gonna lie. I need to go get some coffee. I need to get some coffee. About to go get some in a minute. But here we go. We're going to go over to Romans chapter 3. We were in Romans chapter 1 on our last podcast, episode 11. And so we're going to jump right into Romans chapter 3. I feel like I'm going to hang out here in Romans and pull out some of these promises in Romans so that we can see what God is saying to us. All right, Romans chapter 3, beginning at verse number 19. And I'm going to read from the New American Standard Bible. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be closed and all the world may become accountable to God. Because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. Now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Jesus Christ, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. All right, I'm going to stop there. So we read from 19 down to 25, the A portion of 25, where there's a period there. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes when I read the scriptures, I wonder why they have the verse markings outside of actual sentences. That's another story for another day. But anyways, so we stopped at 25 at the period there, and verse number 25. I want to talk about today, just believe. Just believe. It's in the promise. If you just believe, then you simply will get into the kingdom of heaven. That's it, in a nutshell. I could end the podcast right there, if you believe. But what is it that you have to believe in? You have to believe in Jesus Christ. So let's kind of unpack this a little bit. So Paul is talking to, now understand, remember that Paul was a Pharisee. And so that meant that he was a Jew and he was in the upper echelon of the religious sect. All right. So he knew the law. He understood the law. He operated in the law. This is what Paul did. And so because he did this, when the sect of Christianity, or the way in which they were called back then, rose out of Judaism, the Pharisees sent Paul to persecute them. So it would be like if someone sent someone to your church while you were preaching to talk loudly against what you were doing while you were preaching. Every time you preach, there was somebody saying, No, it, literally, he was a heckler. But Paul took it to the next level. He, not only did he heckle, he hung. Okay? He hung and he stoned. So that was Paul. He didn't just heckle. He hung and he stoned folk. He was killing folk. He was out there. He said, look, y'all are trying to mess up what we got in Judaism. Y'all are trying to mess up what the Pharisees have. I'm taking y'all out. I'm going to kill all y'all. And so the church began to fear Paul. So when Paul would show up, folk were like, we not having church today. It was like, when Paul showed up, it was like a pandemic. I'm sorry. Too soon? I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. So when Paul showed up, folks like, we not having church because Paul out here killing folk and he don't care. And he gonna sneak up in our church and he gonna take all of us out. Okay, so Paul got converted. All right, so that's a little background on Paul. Paul got converted. And when he got converted, he realized that the law, after, because he was one of the smartest. And, you know, if you, you have to go back and pull up his, I don't know exactly where it is in the scripture, but he talks about his resume. And he talks about, I am one of the ones, I'm descendant from this person. And I sat under Gamaliel. And I'm, you know, I'm smart. I know what I'm talking about. And then he says, after he says all of, I'm learned, I'm smart, I've sat with the best. He says, but I count all of that as stuff for the toilet in knowing who Christ is. You know, all of the stuff that I've learned means nothing to me because now I know who Christ is. So Paul says this. He says, I understand the law. I know the law. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law. Here comes a separation. He says that we are no longer under the law, but we are under something different now. So what is the law? The law is those Ten Commandments, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, those commandments. That is the law. And see, what you really have to understand is that the Pharisees and the Jews took what God gave as 10 commandments and turned it into over hundreds of commandments that people had to live by every day of their life. It literally was, you know, you can't do this and you can't do that. There's a story in the Bible that I think is interesting about some Pharisees following Jesus and his disciples one day through a cornfield or a wheat field, and they knocked some kernels to the ground and stepped on them, thus planting them. So Jesus got questioned, why are your guys out here on the Sabbath day planting food? Literally. So, literally, they were saying they were working. So it was that stringent that people would, you know, you can't do this. And you can't, I mean, literally, how do I say it? It was just a box full of you can'ts. It was a box full of you can'ts. You can't do this and you can't do this and you can't do this. And God's not going to love you if you do these things. So Paul helps us to understand that when Jesus stepped on the scene, he obliterated the law. He says, there is no more law. It's me. The law held its purpose. And what was the purpose of the law? The purpose of the law was to show us that we are sinners. And catch this. And we can never fulfill the law. It's too much. It's too much. It's humanly impossible to do everything that these people had gathered together and created for those who were following within that religious sect. It was too much. And Jesus came on the scene at a time when God said, look, y'all, literally, if I can say it this way, this is how I feel anyways. All right. So since this is me and God's podcast, he's going to let me say this. And if I say it wrong, he'll correct me. And I'll come back and tell y'all I was wrong. But really, he was like, okay, enough is enough. Y'all have taken what I've given, which is grace, and you destroyed it and you've gone too far. See, because grace had been introduced long before, but we didn't see it. Those who were under the law did not see it. And it is the same today. Those who are still under the law still don't see grace. What do you mean, Pastor? I mean, those of us who are out here who are working toward being Christians, we are still stuck under the law of thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. A box of you can'ts. You can't smoke. You can't drink. You can't do this. You can't do that. And you're missing grace. Now, the scripture says this, and this is true, and I want to make this clear. The scripture says, shall you continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Shall you continue in sin? Now, see, now that I said that and pulled that scripture out, it makes me go back to Romans, where we are today, verse number 20, and it says, through the law comes the knowledge of sin. Shall we continue in the law that grace may abound? God forbid. We got to get out of the law. That's it. We got to pull ourselves away from the law. Now, how do we do that? This is it. This is it in a nutshell. We believe. We believe. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe that he came, that he died, that he rose again. We believe that he is the propitiation for our sin. Literally, Jesus was the blood offering for our sin. Why was there a blood offering? Because the law said there had to be a blood offering of somebody, of something that was pure and unblemished. And there was not another man who could do it. So Jesus came as a man through the birth canal of Mary, lived this earth for 33 years sinless. This is what we are told. And this is, here it is. This is what we are told, and this is where people get it mixed up, and this is what we believe. Because I believe in the works of Jesus Christ, I now step out of the law and I step into grace. And when I step into grace, I step into a better way. I no longer have a box of can'ts and can't do and things to do. But I have a relationship now with God. And because I have a relationship, my relationship pushes me, catch this now, to do better every day. Now, the name of our podcast is Morning Meditation for Men. And one of the things that I know that I want us to do as men, one of the things that I really try to push as I talk is understanding our responsibility and our accountability as men. And so if I speak from the viewpoint of being a husband or a father or a son, each of those are relationships. I can even speak from the viewpoint, because you may say, okay, well, I'm not married, I don't have no children, and my parents have passed away. All right, I got you. I can speak from the viewpoint of an employee or you being an employer, okay? So now we kind of got everything covered, I think. You have relationships with all of those aspects of life. If you're an employee, you have a relationship with your employer. If you're an entrepreneur and an employer, you have a relationship with your employees. If you're a son, you have a relationship with your parents. If you're a father, you have a relationship with your children. If you're a husband, you have relationships with your spouse. Catch this now. So It's about every day in those relationships, making sure you stay within the boundaries of those relationships to please the people who you are in relationship with. Yeah, there it is right there. See, too many of us feel like, and here, this is the thing. All right, I know I do that a lot. This is the thing about Christianity and what I've learned. I'm 56 years old, and I've been in this for a long time. Probably since I think I was 5 years old, I you know, started studying the scriptures when I was around 5 or 6 years old in the church through Sunday school. Let's be for real. All right. So I'm not talking about I pulled out a Bible at 5 or 6 years old, and started digging out the scriptures. I'm talking about Sunday school and hearing about God. But this is it right here. I understand after all of this time that the can'ts and the box of can'ts and cannot never brought me closer to Christ. It was not until I understood that this was about a relationship that I wanted to grow and that they had boundaries, that's when I started to grow in Christ. See, the box of can'ts made me go back to a place of guilt and shame every day. I didn't read my scripture today. I cussed at somebody today. I slept with somebody who I wasn't supposed to sleep with. You know, we was teenagers in the church and we was sleeping around. Let's be for real. Maybe not y'all, but I did. Okay. But, you know, I was with this one and I was with that one. And I did this and I did that. And, you know, you're not supposed to have sex before you get married. You can't smoke reefer. And I did all of that stuff. And here's the catch. If you do that, God is going to strike you down. I did all of that stuff, but woke up every morning. Wait a minute. At one point, something clicked here that somebody was lying. I don't know when it clicked, but somebody was lying. So I had to go beyond, listen to this, what I heard the preacher saying. What do you say? Wait a minute. Pastor, you're trying to tell me that you're a preacher and you're telling me to go beyond what? Yes, exactly. Go beyond what I'm saying. Pull out the scripture and check it for yourself. Read it again. Ask for revelation and watch God reveal it to you. Because see, that's what happened to me. I had to say, okay, let me read it again for myself, and got revelation and got freedom and got relationship. I like that. I got revelation and a relationship when I read it for myself. You have to get to this point, and I hope that I'm not rambling, and because I'm at 18, so I need to get out of here. Y'all understand, you got to understand that this is about believing God. And I'm not done with this. I'm going to pull this and dig in this some more. And we'll talk about it some more on Tuesday. I want to keep these so that it's a morning meditation, not a morning sermon. That's why I'm going to do the sermon thing, so I can preach for 45 minutes. And you know, before you click on it, it's a 45 minute sermon. All right. So look, let's pick this up. Let's pick this up on Thursday. All right. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence this morning. We say thank you. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that this that we're teaching, this that we're discussing, this that we're talking about would bring forth revelation, and that it would bring forth relationship to us. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would push us to a place, God, where we would love on you more, we would love on other people more, that our attitude would be different, our mindset would be changed, that you would get the glory out of all that we do in our life. We thank you for who you are and who you are to us. We honor you today. We magnify you and we glorify you. Watch over us as we go throughout our days, God. Cover us with your peace and with your mercy. You're a great God. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody shouted amen, amen, and amen. All right, brothers, y'all know what I'm going to say. All right, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, give your life to Jesus Christ. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. That's what it takes. That's what you got to do. All right. Now, that salvation brings you into the relationship we were just talking about. Yeah, that's the purpose of the salvation. It brings you into the relationship, and then you begin to grow and build from there. All right. Secondly, share the podcast. Share the podcast. Our numbers are good, you know, from what I can see. We're on so many different platforms. I don't see everything. And I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I don't go out and look at these numbers all the time. Maybe once every 6 months do I go out and look through all the different podcasts and see how many plays and things of that nature. If you guys want to talk to me, reach out to me on Facebook, Morning Meditation for Men. Hit me up in my DM there, or just go to the page and post and say, hey, Pastor, what's up? My name is, I've been listening to the podcast. It has been good for me. I like it, but I got a question about this, or I have a question about that. I don't understand this. I'm willing to talk to y'all. All right. Facebook is probably going to be the best medium for us to have a conversation. And, you know, I check that again every couple days. I'm busy. And so social media can get kind of wacky, but nonetheless. All right. I'm out of here. This is, that's not how that goes. This is Pastor S. Jeffrey Muntz. I'm out of here. Peace.